We're holding Tehillim in the 21st chapter. L'mnatzeach, to the conductor, the words of praise, Mizmor to David, song about that David the Melech composed.
What number?
Tehillim Chaf Aleph, the 21st chapter. Hashem, Bozcha Yismach Melech. With your power is what a king can be happy. And this is the theme of the whole chapter. That a king's happiness, a king's success, a king's wishes are all in the hands of Hashem. So David HaMelech is going to describe what are the things that a king wants and how the ability to attain those things, even for a king, is in the hands of Hashem. Some commentaries say, Chazal said that this pasuk is a reference to Mashiach, to the things Hashem will grant Mashiach. But the simple understanding is that David HaMelech is referring to the fact that even a king only gets the things that he wants if Hashem gives it him. So he begins, Hashem, Bozcha Yismach Melech, Hashem, with your strength, a king will be happy, because if you give him strength, Uvishuatecha, and with your salvation, Mayagel Meod, how much he will rejoice. Ta'avat libo natata lo, if you give him what he wishes, Vareshet Sefatav, and the things that he says, that he speaks, that he beseeches you, Balmanata Sela, you haven't refused. Ki tekadmenu bichotov, for you greet him with blessings of good, Tashit l'rosho ateret paz, you place upon his head a crown of fine gold. Chayim sha'al mimecha natata lo, he asks you for life, you've given him orech yamim olam va'ed, longevity of days forever. Gadol kvodo bishuatecha, his honor is great with your salvation, hod va'adal teshaveh alav, when you adorn him with glory, ki teshiteu v'rachot la'ad, for you place upon him blessings that are eternal, techadeyu v'simcha et panecha, and you give him happiness, rejoicing, when he gets to see your face. Ki ha'melech boteach v'Hashem, for the king has faith in Hashem, u'v'chesed elyon, and in the kindness of the one above, balimot, can either mean that God's kindness never falters, or the king who has faith in Hashem won't falter. Could either be a reference to the king or to God's kindness. Timtza yadecha lechol oyvecha. So David HaMelech says that the king who has faith in Hashem will merit that his hands will reach all his enemies, or else this is a reference to Hashem. Hashem's hand always reaches the enemies. Yimincha timtza sonecha, your right hand reaches those that hate you. Teshitemo ketanur esh le'et panecha, Hashem be'apo yivalem betoch lemesh. Hashem, you could place them as in a burning furnace when when the time of your anger comes and the fire can consume them. David HaMelech is saying that the enemies of Hashem, they can't get away. So if Hashem is on the king's side, so Hashem will finish off the enemies. Piriyamo, their fruits, their offsprings, Me'eretz Ta'abed, you could make extinct from the land, Vizaram ibn Adam, and their seeds will become extinct from mankind. Kinatu alecha ra'a, for they have turned upon you in a bad way, like Titus, who turned against God and said, God committed suicide. Chashvu mizima pal yuchalu, and they thought different thoughts how to harm, and they were unable to do it. The Mashiach, if this is a reference to the Mashiach, is discussing how the different nations wanted to kill him. They succeed in killing Mashiach ben Yosef. They thought they'd get him too, and they did not. Ki teshitei moshechem, you place them in the portion that Israel will divide their wealth. B'meitarecha tichonin al peneihem, you aim your bow at their face, so to speak. Hashem, you take them down. Ruma Hashem beuzecha, Hashem, you become uplifted in your strength. Nashiron zamra gvuratecha, and we will sing, and we will, another term for singing is zamer, we will hum your greatness. So David HaMelech is speaking about the fact that Hashem is the one that stands by a king, and he's the one that gives him strength and the things he seeks. Hashem can give the king the blessing that he'll have a crown of fine silver. Hashem is the one that gives him life, gives him honor and blessing, And the king has faith in Hashem, so Hashem takes down his enemies and wipes them out ultimately, so that the king can continue singing and exalting Hashem in the strength and bravery that Hashem grants the king.